I'm off to my very first game convention, KubaCon. Let's go. KubaCon is a 3-day game convention in the Bay Area in California that has booths of people selling their own board and card games, role-playing games, and game accessories. It's essentially a gigantic get-together for the game industry to buy, play, and even playtest your own games if you are a game designer. From KubaCon, and I'm here to tell you a little bit about what I saw. So there were a bunch of different rooms depending on what you were interested in. Of course, there was the merch area, so those who are selling their own games and also resellers are there, as well as others selling miniatures, mats, and game accessories, you name it. I, of course, couldn't leave the area without picking up a couple of new sets of dice. Then there were locations where you can sign up for games to play from 10 minutes to 5-hour games. You can enter game competitions and also paint miniatures and keep them. But since I am a game designer, my favorite part was, of course, their room for Protospiel, which is where you can bring your own games you are working on and playtest them. You pick up a sign that says you're looking for playtesters, pick a table, set up your game, and wait for people to come over and sit down. And let me tell you, that room was packed. I think they will need to expand for a second time now in a larger room. I had the honor of being able to playtest 2 of my games, and the critical feedback was incredible. My games are at a stage where I highly value what is called a blind playtest, which is what I did for both of my games. A blind playtest is where you as a game designer doesn't interfere with the gameplay even when the players have questions on the rules. My 2 favorite reasons to do this is because then you get to test how well your rules really were written, and also how they end up playing it and when they don't understand a certain rule set in a unique situation. For those new to the tabletop and game design world, here are 2 tips I'd like to give you starting out. Number 1, don't be afraid to show and talk about your game. The game industry is a bit different when it comes to intellectual property and being careful with showcasing or talking about your game. The amount of work that goes into game design alone really wards off people from even considering stealing. It's a very friendly and inventive industry, with people eager to help you be successful. It's actually a bit surprising how warm the industry is. So, don't be afraid to talk about your game. And number 2, playtest, playtest, playtest. It's one to test the game yourself, another to play it with people you know, but to play with a bunch of different groups of people who do and don't know each other, and you don't know any of them, takes the bias out of it. Especially if you are at a playtesting event, where the goal is to make your game as incredible as it can get. People are honest and kind, so don't forget to ask them questions about the game that can better help your game, or even have them fill out a questionnaire after they play. Well, now that my very first game convention is in the books, thank you for coming to KubaCon with me, and look for more videos with me on the InventRight TV YouTube channel. Don't forget to like and subscribe to continue your adventures in licensing. See you soon!
Okay, you've got this great idea and you need a little help, and we're going to help you. We're going to give away $25,000 in prizes to help you license your ideas to companies at InventRight. So how does this all work? It's pretty simple. Once we hit 100,000 subscribers on our channel, we're going to run a contest and show you how to win some of our programs. So what are we giving away? First of all, we're giving away two of our premium programs. That's where you get a personal coach that's going to guide you each week for you to license your product ideas. They're going to be behind the scenes to make sure you're doing everything right, to make sure your marketing material is spectacular, making sure you protect your ideas correctly, and making sure you're reaching out to those companies and saying the right thing. And then once there's interest, we have a coach that's going to come in and help behind the scenes you negotiate that licensing agreement so it's fair and balanced. All right, so what's the second prize? Well, the second prize is three gateway programs. What's gateway? Hey, it's real simple. Gateway is where we at InventRight handle everything for you. We're going to find the companies, find the right people, and make sure your product is pitched correctly to get that licensing deal. So all these prizes, the two premiums and the three gateways, it adds up to over $25,000 in prizes to you. So how does this all work? It's really quite simple. All you have to do, subscribe down below if you haven't already. And once we hit 100,000 subscribers before the end of the year, we're going to run a contest and we're going to give away those prizes to help you license your product ideas.